Ever feel like you're just drowning in data? Our inboxes are overflowing, news feeds, they never end. Just try coordinating a meeting invite these days.
Right. It's like we're constantly battling information overload.
Totally. But what if, and stick with me here, what if there was a way to wrangle all that data chaos? Like imagine if there was a system where updates, they just kind of work themselves out, even when they're happening from like a million different places.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Well, that's the kind of mind-bending rabbit hole we're diving into today. We're dissecting this research paper. It's called Conflict-Free Replicated Data Types, or CRDTs for short. And trust me, this isn't as dry as it sounds. Get ready for some serious aha moments, because this paper explores a surprisingly elegant solution to a problem while you face every single day.
It's true. This paper, it gets at those everyday frustrations you mentioned. Remember that feeling when your online shopping cart seems to have a mind of its own? Adding and deleting items.
Ugh, don't even get me started.
Or those baffling moments when you've got two conflicting calendar invites for the same time slot.
The worst.
Well, these seemingly small annoyances, they actually hint at a much bigger challenge. The limitations of how we traditionally manage data, especially in our increasingly, you know, interconnected world.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit. The paper dives into this concept of strong consistency. It's like the old school approach to keeping data in line.
Right, like a perfectly ordered library, every book in its designated spot, always. Sounds good on paper, right?
It does, but...
But let's say you need to make a change. Add a new book, right? In a strong consistency model, you'd essentially have to, well, pause the entire library, get everyone to agree on the change, and then, and only then, could you slot that new book into its designated place.
Okay, yeah, starting to see the problem here. Sounds like a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
Especially when you scale that up to, say, the entire internet.
Precisely. In the real world, you've got millions of users accessing and changing information constantly. This rigid need for immediate, absolute agreement, it just doesn't hold up. It's like trying to conduct an orchestra during an earthquake.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
Delays, errors, disconnections, they're all inevitable in a large-scale distributed system.
So, if strong consistency is like trying to maintain perfect order in the middle of a hurricane, what's the alternative?
What if, instead of fighting the chaos, we embraced it?
Embrace the chaos, huh?
That's where the idea of eventual consistency comes in.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more.
Imagine you and I were working on a Google Doc together. We're both making edits, maybe even offline at times. Now, there might be moments where we see slightly different versions of that document, but eventually, when we both sync up, we end up with the same correct version.
So we're not talking about forcing the internet into, like, this rigid order, but letting it do its wild, messy thing, but still making sure the information makes sense in the end.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like we're providing a framework for the chaos, a way for those independent updates to eventually settle into a consistent state.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
It's accepting that we can't control everything perfectly, but we can still create systems that are, you know, resilient and reliable, even with all the uncertainty.
Yeah.
How does this actually work in practice? Give me an example.
Okay, so imagine you're at a concert, right? Everyone's going wild, cheering. Let's say there's a counter on a big screen showing the audience's enthusiasm level, you know, based on how many times people clap their hands.
Okay, I can picture it.
Now, with the traditional system, you'd have to wait for each clap to be registered by a central server before it could be added to the count, which is slow. And also prone to errors, especially.
Yeah, especially with a huge crowd, all those requests at once, it'd be a nightmare.
Exactly. But with CRDTs, each clap can be counted locally first. And then those individual counts, they can be merged together later, even if they, you know, arrive out of order. The beauty is, because we're just adding to the count, the final result will always be the same. It doesn't matter when or in what order those claps were registered.
So it's like... each clap is a little piece of information, and the CRDTs, they provide the rules for, like, combining those pieces in a way that guarantees a consistent outcome, even if the process is a bit messy along the way. That's actually pretty cool.
It is. And the really powerful thing is that this same principle, it can be applied to much more complex data than just simple counters. Think about something like a collaborative playlist for a party.
Oh, now you're speaking my language. I've definitely been in those situations where everyone's trying to add their favorite songs and it turns into total chaos.
Exactly. But with CRDTs, you and your friends could all be adding songs to the playlist at the same time. Even if you're offline or have a bad internet connection, and even if those additions happen in different orders on different devices, the CRDTs would make sure that everyone eventually ends up with the same correct playlist. No songs lost, no duplicates.
Okay, now I'm seeing the potential here. No more playlist wars. But this paper, it takes this concept even further, right?
Yeah.
Something about building a whole web search engine with CRDTs.
It does.
That feels seriously ambitious.
It is ambitious. It really highlights how powerful this concept is. Think about what a web search engine actually does. It's constantly trying to make sense of this incredibly vast and constantly changing data set, the entire World Wide Web.
It's like the internet is this massive, sprawling library with new books being added constantly, old books being updated, and the connections between all those books are constantly shifting and changing.
Precisely. And trying to maintain like a perfect real-time snapshot of this entire library with all its interconnections and updates, it's a recipe for disaster.
So how do CRDTs help with that? I'm on the edge of my seat.
Imagine each web page as a node in this massive network, right? And the links between those pages, those are the connections. This is what we call a directed graph. Now, with CRDTs, instead of trying to update the entire graph every time there's a change, each change can be treated as a small, independent update.
So each little edit, each new link someone adds, it's not like crashing the whole system, trying to update everything at once.
Exactly, yeah. These updates, they can spread through the network, you know, on their own time. And the CRDTs, they're like the rule book. They make sure all those updates get merged together the right way. So you eventually get consistency. It's like, how to explain it? Imagine a library with thousands of librarians, each one responsible for just a small section, but they're constantly sharing info with each other to make sure the whole catalog is up to date.
Okay, I think I get it, but my brain's definitely working overtime to picture this massive CRDT-powered library. But this isn't just a cool theory, right? This paper actually suggests this could be the future of how we handle these, like, mega huge data sets, like the entire internet.
It's true. And it's remarkable, really. This approach, even though it's seriously complex under the hood, it actually makes things simpler at a larger scale. Instead of trying to enforce perfect order in this chaotic environment, we're embracing the chaos and building systems that can actually thrive within it.
You know, it's funny. We started this whole deep dive talking about that feeling of information overload in our own lives. And here we are talking about systems that can handle the information overload of the entire internet.
Right.
It feels like, I don't know, we've stumbled onto something that's not just about technology, it's about how we think about information itself.
You've hit on something important there. The real beauty of CRDTs, I think, is that they force us to rethink these assumptions about how data should be managed. It's not about eliminating chaos completely. It's about designing systems that are resilient and reliable, even with all that chaos swirling around.
So if CRDTs can bring order to something as gigantic and as messy as the internet, could we use them to manage the information overload in our own lives too? Like, could this be the key to taming those out of control inboxes and ending those annoying calendar conflicts for good?
No, wouldn't that be something? It's a question worth exploring for sure. And it really speaks to the power of this research. It doesn't just give us answers. It gives us whole new sets of questions. It pushes us to think differently, to imagine new possibilities.
It definitely does that. Well, I think it's time for us to all take a deep breath and process this mind-blowing information. To all our listeners out there, we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity, maybe even inspired you to think a little differently about those hidden systems that shape so much of our digital lives. And hey, who knows? Maybe the next time you're battling a frustrating app or just drowning in notifications, you'll think of CRDTs and that promise of a future where information, even with all its glorious messiness, just works. Thanks for joining us on this wild ride, and until next time, happy learning.